It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge has granted Colorado Secretary of State a temporary restraining order to halt the circulation of election mailers that some officials say are misleading. CPR's Paolo Giansita reports that the U.S. Postal Service opposes the order.
USPS officials say achieving full compliance with the restraining order will be difficult. The Postal Service asked the court Monday to reconsider its ruling, alleging the decision was reached prematurely because they did not hold a formal hearing. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the mailers are misleading because the information is not specific to Colorado's voting processes. I'm Paolo Giansita, CPR News.
Thousands of Coloradans have already received that mailer from the Postal Service. A new state law creates a way for parents who have voluntarily relinquished their rights to have them reinstated. Formerly, only parents who had their rights terminated could petition to regain them, but the state legislature determined that in some cases, parents who voluntarily give up their relationship with their child should have the ability to reverse that. In order to resume a parent-child relationship, both parties must be willing, the child must not have been adopted, and the parent must meet court-mandated criteria. Another law taking effect this week increases the penalty for people found guilty of abusing a dead body. The charge has been increased from a misdemeanor to the lowest form of felony. There will be no National Western Stock Show, at least until January of 2022. Organizers said Monday the event scheduled for this coming January is postponed. Stock Show President Paul Andrews said it would have been impossible to host the event under current COVID-19 restrictions on large gatherings. More than 500,000 people visit the Stock Show in Denver every year, pouring millions of dollars into the city's economy. It's a bit warmer again today around Denver and Boulder, with highs close to 90 this afternoon, and then cooling some tomorrow. 80s today in Colorado Springs and in Pueblo. This is CPR News.